It's the Scotty Myers Show.
Hello there. Welcome to the show this week. I'm your host, Scotty Myers. My beautiful wife, Natalie, is joining me as usual lately, which is great.
Beautiful?
Yeah.
Usual? Lately? Sounds like you don't like it. Here she is.
Oh, no.
By the way, she's beautiful.
I only have to bug you to come do the show. Like, come on. Stop watching Forensic Files. I love when you join the show, and so do people. I think people like you more than me.
It's not even Forensic Files anymore. It's my new addiction is Yukon Solitaire.
That's right. Yeah. You were playing regular solitaire, and now you've moved on to Yukon Solitaire.
How old am I? Yukon Solitaire is more challenging. You have to use all of your brain.
Yes. That's the test of solitaire.
And then my chronic dry eye is like, why are you doing this to me?
Which solitaire forces you to use all of your brain? I don't think any of them do.
They do.
I mean, I will say, you taught me how to play Yukon Solitaire. It is harder than regular solitaire.
There you go.
But I still don't think it's like, it's not chess. They're not going to do a Queen's Gambit series on Yukon Solitaire.
That's how I feel. When I'm playing Yukon Solitaire, that I lay in bed and look at the ceiling after doing drugs and think about all the moves that I could have made.
Oh, that queen could have went there.
Exactly. Oh,
fevered sweats of cards moving.
At least I'm having some fevered sweats in bed.
Hey, that's not my problem. But speaking of that, I got a chuckle this week. Out of the story that came out that, what's her name, Juliana Huff, the dancing lady?
Actress.
She's an actress.
A dancer first, I guess, but now an actress.
I think she's one of those Hollywood, like, you're a dancer, but kind of like when the musician becomes an actor.
It's J-Lo. Like, I think she wanted to be J-Lo. How cute.
Yeah. But she came out and said that old Leonardo DiCaprio, who apparently they dated, which, I mean, for Leo, that's pretty much every woman in Hollywood.
Hooked up, yeah.
Yeah. But she said that he's not good in bed.
Right.
Which, as a average-looking guy at best.
Average?
Yeah. Maybe some days slightly above. but you know what? I need that.
Right.
His life's too fucking good.
Right.
He can't be like, oh my God, he touched me and I was a quiver. Like, no, no.
I don't agree that he's clearly like above average when it comes to most Hollywood actors, but he's not like a Hemsworth, right? Like, he's not that kind of actor that you're drooling over. I mean, back in the day, when I was younger, a lot of my girlfriends would hang posters of him in their bedroom. But
yeah,
that was when
he was
a teen heartthrob,
yeah.
You know, before Titanic and just at Titanic. And then he started doing more serious movies and became less of a heartthrob and just more of a really great actor.
Oh, the guy, I enjoy his work immensely. I think he's a very gifted actor. But having said that, this makes me happy.
Yeah, as a average guy, you want to know that a heartthrob potentially is bad in bed.
Right.
And I wonder if it was a, like, one or two hookup situation? Did they date for months?
Is she just bitter?
Yeah, like I mean, he's been in a relationship for the last couple of years with a model, which is not surprising. And she's very much younger than him by like 20 years. I mean, whatever, get yours. But it does make you wonder about, do good looks really mean that you're good in bed?
Well, I mean, I don't think so. I mean, just because somebody's, like, in shape doesn't mean they're a great athlete type thing,
right? I thought you were going to say just because they're in good shape doesn't mean they're good in bed. Like, you have to be The Rock to, you know, keep it up.
You got to be The Rock to be The Rock. No, but, like, you know, and the other thing, like, I think, there's many angles you can go with on this story. You know, maybe, because Leo did go through a period of, like, every week. It was a different girl, so maybe she's just bitter, jealous. Also, because there's a lineup outside his house.
Yeah.
Of women.
Okay. They must be really sunburnt.
He doesn't have to be.
Yeah. Well, isn't there something to be said about, you know, whether you're a famous model or an up-and-coming model or anything around him in that circle of Leo, I mean, don't you want to be a little connected to fame? Don't you want a one-night stand just so you can say, oh my God, I slept with Leonardo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
He had whiskey dick. I mean, I don't know. Does it matter? He gave me $20 for a cab. Like, it's a story. Well, it's history.
It's a, yeah, it's an amazing story that you have to share. But you're right. Like, he, you know, you're explaining, like, he got some model and he, oh, I got whiskey dick, gave me $20 for a cab. Because it doesn't matter to him. He literally could be like, there's $20 for a cab to one of the most beautiful models on the planet. There's another one right outside.
Right.
She could leave and be like, oh, don't go in there. He's got whiskey dick and he's only going to give you $20 for the cab. And she'd be like, okay. Like, that's fine.
Yeah, he might introduce me to somebody. Right. Like, that I could date long term or could get me a job.
Yeah, a job or, you know, like, anything like that. It, what I like is that this gives me something that I have in common with one of the biggest movie stars on the planet. It really, like, we're both very crappy in bed, apparently. So, you know.
No comment.
Thanks. I'll summon you when I have to go to court over this. There's a ton of geek news this week, so I'm going to slide into that right away. It's just transition there, right? Right. We're going to start in the world of DC Comics. There's a ton of DC news this week. Fortnite has released a Superman skin. Don't know exactly how that's going. I'm assuming his cape will be like the kite that they use to fly around in there because, you know, he doesn't really need a kite. But regardless, you can now be Superman in Fortnite. Looking ahead to a bunch of DC movies, James Wan, the director of Aquaman and Aquaman 2, he came out and said Aquaman is going to theaters. And I didn't think he needed to say that. Like, we know Aquaman is going to go to theaters. The movie made $1 billion. Of course they're going to put this, they're not going to do that straight to HBO Max. But in case you were wondering, Aquaman 2 is going to be headed to theaters. Now, a movie that could have been headed to theaters but does look to be headed to HBO Max is Blue Beetle. The Blue Beetle movie, which is in early stages of development, looks like that could be headed to HBO Max alongside Batgirl. Both of those, I think, have big potential to go elsewhere. So maybe they're just kind of internally deciding where's best for those films. But Batgirl especially and Blue Beetle, they're very cool characters that I think could do well theatrically. And the director of The Flash, Andy Muschietti, he teased us yet again with Batman. This time he released a bat symbol, which looked very similar to the bat symbol from Batman Returns. There are minor differences between Batman and Batman Returns from the Tim Burton world and Michael Keaton's Batman. That bat symbol looked very reminiscent of Batman Returns, and it had some blood on it. Which to me was the biggest question. Everybody online was really kind of freaking out about the bat symbol. And, oh, you know, we're getting more confirmation, which we know that Michael Keaton's Batman is in The Flash. To me, it was more like, why is there blood on it? You know, and the blood on it was very reminiscent of the Watchmen pin, you know, the happy face pin. And that, so it's like, there's a lot of possibilities based on that one picture. Like, is Michael Keaton's Batman dead or dying? Did he kill somebody? You know, is it leading to like some sort of Watchmen tie-in where Dr. Manhattan might be behind, you know, Justice League? And that's why it is what it is. Who knows? But it opened a massive world of possibilities. We also got our first look this past week at the new Shazam costume for Shazam 2, Fury of the Gods, and I dig it. It's much more in line with the rest of kind of the DC film costumes, that textured look. And the symbol is a little different. It's not quite as big. It's coming more right out of the neck this time, the lightning bolt, and it's not quite as big as the first film's lightning bolt. And I think this suit will be more in line with what we're going to see from the Black Adam costume. And I think that might be why they're doing it, getting a little synergy going between these two franchises. And we got some news on an animated film called The League of Super Pets. Now, this was announced a while ago, and basically we're going to get, you know, like Crypto, Superman's dog, Ace the Bat Hound, all this type of stuff. And we knew The Rock was going to do the voice of Crypto. Now we know Kevin Hart is doing the voice of Ace the Bat Hound. And it's a star-studded cast for League of Super Pets. Like Kate McKinnon is in there. It's a top to bottom, really good cast. We just don't know who else anybody else is playing. But looking forward to League of Super Pets. Switching over to just a little bit of DC TV news, we got our first look at Batwing on this season of Batwoman, and the costume looks really good. Looks pretty damn comics accurate, to be totally honest. I've been a little behind on Batwoman, so I didn't even know they were bringing Batwing into the world. And I'm sitting there, you know, scrolling the internet, and I see this picture of Batwing, and I'm like, oh, somebody did a fan thing. Well, yeah, it's a really great costume. They did a great job. And then I find out it's actually going to be in the show. So very, very exciting there. Switching over to some Star Wars news. It's a lot of Star Wars TV right now. That's really where we're living. First up, Obi-Wan is in production right now, and Ewan McGregor was talking a little bit about kind of a moment he had that turned him into a six-year-old again. I love these moments when people get cast in Star Wars or they're doing something with Star Wars and they're like, man, I was a kid again. He mentioned he was walking on set and he walked by stormtroopers. And he was like, he realized, like, I have never walked by stormtroopers. You think about it, his movies, it was all clones. They're clone troopers. There's a difference. So he had never been around a stormtrooper before, and he said it turned him into a six-year-old. That and interacting with some Jawas made him, you know, kind of fan out a little bit of, as well. And that also tells us, you know, we knew what time period the Obi-Wan show was going to be set with him, but he's going to be interacting with some classic characters. And after he said the stormtroopers and the Jawas, he said, well, you know, and I can't really say too much more because I don't want to give anything away. So I have a feeling there's going to be some more classic characters that may be popping up on the Obi-Wan TV show. And speaking of the TV shows, Mandalorian Season 3, looks like that's going to be delayed. The rumor out there right now is that we're not going to get the Mando Season 3 till 2022. Part of that is because Obi-Wan is filming on their soundstage right now. So they can't even get into production on Mandalorian Season 3. So looks like that's going to be delayed a little bit. But if you want your fill of some Mandalorian characters, it looks like they'll be showing up in the Book of Boba Fett. A rumor recently that came out said that Vance Cobb, played by Timothy Oliphant, and Greef Karga, Carl Weathers' character from The Mandalorian, that they will be appearing in the Book of Boba Fett, and that in a way, the series almost feels like The Mandalorian series 2.5. Of course, Robert Rodriguez, who directed Boba Fett's Return, is the producer on the series, along with Jon Favreau and Dave Filoni. And it also said that more characters from The Mandalorian are slated to appear, but it doesn't mention any names. So it's not like we're going to not have some sort of Mandalorian fix, because we're going to get to see some of those characters, as well as the man, Boba Fett himself, in the Book of Boba Fett. And that is coming later this year in December. And switching over to Marvel, one of the big Marvel rumors would be Namor, one of the biggest characters in comics lore that hasn't found his way over to the big screen yet. It looks like he is going to be part of Black Panther 2. Rumors out there are saying that he is actually going to be the villain of Black Panther 2, which I find will be interesting. You know, that to me, in a way, it feels like the movie arc will be Namor going from villain to hero. And I don't know necessarily that that's what you want in a Black Panther sequel, but it's nice to see that they're going to include this character in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, finally. And also, Loki has debuted. First episode of Loki is now on Disney Plus. I checked it out. As you've heard me say on the show, I think Loki and Tom Hiddleston's portrayal of the characters, one of the best things in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And Loki did not disappoint. I will say the episode starts off a little slow, and there's definitely a lot of backstory, and there's a sequence where I felt like, yes, I get it. He fought the Avengers. It seemed like they were really beating that over our heads. But the show has the potential to be exceptionally fun. I really dug the first episode. Pacing, like I say, a little bit of an issue, but it left on a nice cliffhanger. You're trying to figure out exactly who the main villain is going to be here, and is a very, very well done episode. So it's a great start for Loki. I'm looking forward to checking it out throughout the rest of the season. And the producers not have even kind of hinted that there could be a season two. You know, they said that's kind of up in the air. Kind of depends on how it goes, the reception, reactions, and where they want to go with Loki further in the Marvel Cinematic Universe. But it seems like people are at least open to the idea of a second season of Loki, which is really great news. And that will do it for this week's edition of the show. Thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, tell your friends. And if you could, leave a review wherever you're listening. That helps us gain a few more listeners as well. Until we chat again, have a great week.